All right, Andy, the vibes continue to be rolling here right now. You guys take the opener from the Padres last night in peculiar fashion with all that defense. And I'm wondering, just I know that the talk was about the outfield assistant Carson Bench and AJ Ewing, what they were able to do, but the way that this organization wants to impact the game outside of just simply home runs and great pitching. I know the phrase run prevention had its moment, but that was a good look at how you can impact the game in other ways. You've been in the farm system from the top on down, impacting the games defensively. What are we also not seeing yet up here that is happening organizationally to make more guys do that kind of thing?
I think we made tremendous strides as an organization on the defensive side of the ball over the last couple of years, highlighted by our director of defense, Tucker Frawley, who came in 2 years ago and is as good on the defensive side as anybody I've ever been around in my life. He set the systems up that give guys consistent critical feedback and positive feedback as well. But basically, like, we see that as an opportunity to win. And so if you can win on all three sides of the ball, when you're on the mound, when you're on defense and in the batter's box, like, that's how you win a championship. And that's what we're all after here. So I think our guys grind relentlessly on the defensive side of the ball. And I think you're seeing that in AJ and in Carson in particular, who have come up now. Mitch Voit is a very good young defender in his first full professional season right now at the double A level. Got drafted as a second baseman. I don't think the bulk of the world thought he could play shortstop. He's playing it incredibly well this year. It's been fun to watch, and he's put in a tremendous amount of work. And don't mean to just highlight him, but he's an example of the way we value defense and what we can do there.
And then the bullpen last night with Pintaro and Lavender and Duarte. What have you enjoyed most about plugging and playing guys with the matchups and the pockets, as you talk about, and just simply like, go get them and let's see what you can do. And if you do it, you get the next assignment.
It's been fearless from all of them. They've stepped on the mound on the attack. They have not feared who's in the batter's box. A really good cutter from Pintaro yesterday to get the double play ball from one of the best hitters in the league. Great turn by Marcus Semien there as well. That was not as easy as it looked. Running to the bag to get Tatis at first base is tough. Anyway, I think that those guys have attacked their opportunity the way that you would like to see them do that. I feel that's true for the entirety of the bullpen. If that group fills up the strike zone, they've got the stuff to succeed in this league.
And Zach Thornton against this pretty tough lineup, as we saw, yesterday, held him to one run, but you wake up today, it's still a pretty tough lineup. From what you saw at bats wise from the Padres, how does Zach work today?
Yeah, Zach's going to be Zach. He's going to do what he does really well. The recipe won't change. These guys on the other side are really good. As like Machado has turned back into being Manny Machado from a rough start this year, Tatis doing the same thing, Jackson Merrill back to life. They've got a dynamic offense on the other side. Zach's going to attack just like he has other really good offenses. And so I know he's going to step on the mound same way. No fear, fearless, and be on the attack.
Thank you, Andy.
Absolutely.